In the Footsteps of the Hermit with Larry Torres. The hermit's intercession raises the dead boy. It was already late in the afternoon when the old prospector took his leave of the hermit. Giovanni watched him as he disappeared amid the brambles, and then he looked up at the setting sun. He lit a small bonfire, and then he sat down to say his evening prayers. The hermit was so deep in meditation that he didn't even notice when a heavy-set matron tiptoed up to him, almost as if she were afraid to interrupt him.
Señor Solitario,
she began,
please forgive me for coming to see you. I was told by some people in the village that you are a holy man and that you can work wonders.
What do you want from me? Asked Giovanni.
It is my son, she continued. He is dying. He ate some rat poison.
The hermit got up quickly and he motioned for the woman to lead him. He left the bonfire burning and he quickly fell into step behind her. As they were scurrying along, the hermit asked the woman to tell him how it had come to be that her son had eaten some rat poison.
You see, I have this neighbor, she began, who is always asking me for things. She is so greedy, and I'm getting tired of it.
Go on, prompted Giovanni.
Well, the other day, said the matron, as she rounded a steep pathway, my neighbor started coming around asking for bread to eat. I know that she has her own, but she saw that I was baking some in the horno outside. As usual, she came by for some. I told her that it was still too hot and that I would send my son to take her some when it had cooled down. She left muttering something under her breath.
She led Giovanni forward toward the gate at the front of her house. Finish your story, he commanded her.
I knew that if I gave her bread that she would keep coming back for more, so I sliced into the bottom of a loaf and I filled that little cavity with some rat poison. I didn't mean to kill her. I just wanted to put enough inside the loaf to make her sick so that she wouldn't come around anymore. I gave the loaf to my son and sent him to give it to her.
The hermit shook his head slightly at the thought that such an evil deed could be done under the guise of a good one. The matron hurried toward her front door.
Oh, when my son got to the neighbor's house with the bread, she continued, the lady asked him to come inside. She broke the bread in half and gave a piece to my son. She must have given him the half with the rat poison in it, keeping the other half for herself. When my son returned home, he was already pale and vomiting, and I lay him on my own bed with a terrible feeling coming over me. I was being punished by God for trying to do this to my neighbor. Please help. Help him, she wailed.
The matron opened the door all the way in, dragging the hermit by the sleeve into the bedroom, where her son was on top of the bed. She wrung her hands together as she sobbed in desperation. I'm afraid, said the hermit, looking deeply into the boy's face, that your son is already dead. The mother's grief knew no bounds. She tore at her lapels and her apron top. Her disheveled hair fell down over her bowed head like a holy mantle. She cried like a wounded animal, giving full vent to her sorrow. In the meantime, Giovanni had taken the hand of the boy in both his own. He prayed silently, then raising his eyes heavenward, he mumbled for the second time that day, Libera me, Domine, de morta eterna. Deliver me, O Lord, from everlasting death. The boy breathed deeply and sat up. Great was the astonishment of the matron when her child asked for a piece of bread. The hermit only said, Do as he asks. He has been spared because of his mission on earth. It is a great one. He left the humble home of the woman, asking only that she reveal nothing of what had happened. He trudged back quietly to his own cave. Las Vegas de las Gallinas is still a small frontier town, so naturally, the miracle performed through the intercession of the Holy Hermit came to be known by everyone within a few days. People began coming up to the cave of the hermit, begging for favors and prayers. The people even built 3 cabins near to his cave, to the point where Giovanni was having a difficult time meditating. You have been walking in the footsteps of the hermit with Larry Torres. Adios.